are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, here we go, everybody. Locked On Lions, Locked On Podcast Network on a Thursday, July 23rd and a Friday, July 24th. Thank you for listening and joining me, everybody. Matt Derry with you on the very program today. New list is out. RotoWorld.com says Bob Quinn does not rank very highly among NFL GMs. We'll tell you about this new list that came out today, coming up a little bit here on the very program. Also, we got to talk about players number 2 and 1 on our list of top 5 possible first-time Lions Pro Bowlers in 2020. We had Trey Flowers check in at number 5. T.J. Hockenson on Tuesday at number 4. We mentioned Taylor Decker yesterday at number 3. Today, number 2 and number 1. Two players that I think are pretty obvious. Young players that have the potential to be very good. We'll tell you who those players are on our list today as well. And news out of Washington, a new name for the Redskins. This is very exciting. Actually, I should just start with this today. I should just mention this right off the top because it's so comical. Find us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions. Also, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page as well. Like us on Spotify. Subscribe to the podcast, please, on iTunes and Apple Podcasts. If you're new to the show, we've been doing it since 2016. We talk Lions each and every day. Training camp coming up next week, July 28th, although now it sounds like the owners and players have not agreed on all the terms yet of this camp, and there's a chance that training camps might not even start on time due to COVID-19 testing, etc. Tom Brady was in the Tampa Bay facility today, checking in, getting his test. So activity is going on. The question is when. When will the Lions and when will these teams get on the field legitimately and for good here? Did anybody see this earlier today? This was unbelievable. Adam Schefter was the first to report it, if I can get it up here. It's beyond comical. All right. Washington Redskins announced today, effective immediately, they will call itself the Washington Football Team, pending adoption of a new name. It's not the final renaming and rebranding for the team. This is the name it wants to use until pending adoption of a new name in the future. So it's a red square with the gold lettering, Washington Football Team, established 1932. They will not have any change to its color scheme. They'll still use burgundy and gold. The Redskins logo on the helmet will be replaced by the player's number in gold. The Washington Football Team will debut its home uniforms in Week 1 against the Eagles. They'll continue the process of retiring the Redskins' name and hopes to be entirely rid of it on physical and digital spaces in the next 50 days. What takes so long? 50 days to get rid of Redskins? I thought it was over. The Washington Football Team will use these uniforms and helmets for this season. It will be seeking the feedback of players, alumni, fans, sponsors, and the community for the new team name it will use at some point in the future. The Washington Football Team. Washington said fans will be able to purchase Washington Football Team merch from Fanatics and NFL Shop in the next coming days. Who's buying merch that says Washington Football Team? Even LeBron James chimes in today. Just waking back up from my pregame nap to see about the Washington Football Team? Question marks? Laughing emojis? Is that real? No way. Oh, man, they had a thorough, intense, long board meeting about that one, huh? The Washington Football Team. Jeez. You know, people make fun of the Lions. People have said the Fords don't know what they're doing and the Lions won't win until the Fords sell the team. Could you imagine? You retire the word Redskins. You're moving on. But because you're in such turmoil and disarray with the franchise, you're being sued by like 15 and 16 female employees and cheerleaders for, you know, harassment and everything else. Why are you coming out today on July 23rd saying, hey, buy our merch. We're going to be the Washington Football Team. Could you not have waited a few weeks or had a few more meetings or come up with something else? What happened to everybody saying it was going to be the Washington Warriors? My goodness, what an absolute shit show they are. They're horrible. They're absolutely they are an atrocity of epic proportions. So you tell me you're getting rid of Redskins. And now, just a few weeks later, you announce we're going to be the Washington football team until further notice. Can't get anybody together on this? Trying to focus on football? Man, oh man, what a mess that is. So go out and buy your Washington football team merch. That should be very exciting. All right, coming up next, Bob Quinn shamed. Bob Quinn blasted by RotoWorld.com's Patrick Doherty. I'll tell you where Patrick, is it Doherty or Doherty? I'm going to get this right. Patrick Doherty does his top 30 NFL GMs. You know, Bill Belichick, number one, blah, blah, blah. Where does Bob Quinn land on this list? We'll tell you next. First, though, can I tell you about RockAuto.com? Listen up, okay? RockAuto.com is the best place to get auto parts, period. All right? If you're a car guy, if you're not a car guy, you go to RockAuto.com to get what you need. All right? All of you guys and girls need oil changes, right? Everyone needs to get an oil change at 3,000 to 5,000 miles. At RockAuto.com, they have a huge selection of oil. That's huge. What about saving money? Do you like to save money? Go to the website at RockAuto.com and see for yourself why auto parts customers buy from there, because their prices are low. Reliably low prices on everything. Tail lamps, oil, carpet, engine control modules. They've got everything you need. And the process of finding everything is easy on the website. Go there today. ROCKAuto.com. RockAuto.com. Family business. They've been doing this for 20 years. All right? And again, their prices are reliably low. And they're the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much and leave the house? Don't have to do it. You do it right from your phone, right from your tablet, right from your computer, and it's sent right to your door. RockAuto.com, write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. Please do that. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. All right, Matt Derry back with you. Let's make this. Let's do this. All right, RotoWorld.com's Patrick Doherty did his list of the top 30 NFL general managers. Lions GM Bob Quinn, the former maestro, as he was named by me back in 2016. Bob Quinn, on this list, where do you think he comes in? Well, Bob Quinn is dead last. Number 30. All right. Dave Caldwell, 29, Jaguars. Ryan Pace, 28, Bears. Joe Douglas, 27, Jets. Dave the Joke Gettleman, 26, Giants. Bob Quinn comes in last. Doherty writes, quote, Do you have strong feelings about Bob Quinn? Does anybody? Where are the impact players? Where's the plan other than cycling through people Bill Belichick allowed to walk in free agency? Why was Jim Caldwell fired after back-to-back 9-7 seasons, only to be replaced by Belichick's least impressive mini-me, Matt Patricia? Nothing has gone right for Caldwell since his Patricia galaxy brain. I think he means to say nothing has gone right for Quinn. With Patricia proving more adept at chasing off talent, Darius Slay, Quandre Diggs, than cultivating it. Not that Quinn has been killing it. His 2017 first-round pick, Jared Davis, just had his fifth-year team option declined. Quinn continues to overinvest in the running game. To a comical degree, Trey Flowers, Daron Harmon, Justin Coleman, Danny Shelton, Danny Amendola, and literally eight others. Quinn only seems interested in expatriates on the trade and free agent markets. How about instead of co-opting someone else's identity, you create your own? This is the Detroit Lions. It's going to take a big thinker to turn things around. Quinn only seems capable of copying someone else's thoughts. Ouch. End quote. Wow. So Doherty brings up a lot of good points. He actually doesn't even take into account that he fired Jim Caldwell. He fired a winning coach, and they've literally had decreasing success in each of his 4 years. Remember, 9-7, 9-7, 6-10, 6-9-1. The Lions have gotten worse every year under Bob Quinn. They made the playoffs his first year at 9-7 under Jim Caldwell. Fired Jim Caldwell after his second season of 9-7. So he didn't even put that in the column here. So he's leaning on the former Patriots factor. He's leaning on a lot of different things. Here's what I'll say about Bob Quinn. Is he the worst GM in the league? I look up at Dave Gettleman with the Giants, and I don't know what they're doing. I look up at Dave Caldwell with the Jaguars, and I see a lot of angry players. A lot of angry players leaving Jacksonville. I see him bringing in Tom Coughlin, and that just blew up, and players wanted out of there. It's been a dumpster fire in Jacksonville. So I think Dave Caldwell is worse. Ryan Pace passing on Mahomes and Deshaun Watson to take Mitchell Trubisky, we've gone over that. But Ryan Pace did bring in Khalil Mack, and his first year, the Bears under Ryan Pace went 12-4 in 2018. So I can't hate him as much as this list shows. I also think Bill O'Brien in Houston as a coach is pretty good, but as a general manager is an absolute disaster. I mean, he's run off some really, really good players, including DeAndre Hopkins, trading him for an oft-injured David Johnson. I wouldn't say Bob Quinn's the worst, but this is not very, very appealing to Lions fans to read or listen to. And yes, we're going to find out this year how good Bob Quinn is. Will Jamie Collins come in and have the kind of impact they believe he'll have? Is he a top 10 linebacker like ESPN says he is? You know, is Daron Harmon going to be that safety to go next to Tracy Walker that's going to be a stud and really assist in defending the pass? What about this draft? How good is Okuda going to be? Is Swift going to be really, really good? Is Julian Okwara going to come off the edge and get to people? The two interior offensive linemen, whether they've been through a training camp or not, and I was talking about this with Brandon Shia today, the owner of CJ Mahoney's, love Mahoney's, and I was talking to Brandon today at a little lunch outside, and Brandon said it. Without having training camp in a preseason, all of those players we expect to have high impacts from the early rounds of this draft are going to be far behind. But it's on Bob Quinn to recognize that their talent will supersede some of that. Growth being stunted. We're going to find out. This is going to be a very, very big year for Bob Quinn. All right, when we come back, players number 2 and 1 on my list of possible first-time Pro Bowlers with your Detroit Lions. We will do that coming up next, right here on Locked On Lions. All right, so we told you about, we do this every year right here on the show, 5 players that we pick from 1 to 5, 1 being the most likely, 5 being the least of the likely, to make the Pro Bowl as a Lion for the first time. And it make the Pro Bowl in general as a first time. Trey Flowers, never been to a Pro Bowl. We picked at number 5. T.J. Hockenson, entering year number 2, I picked as number 4. Taylor Decker, number 3, that was yesterday's show. Go back and listen to any of them right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Number 2 on this list, we'll do number 2 and number 1. Number 2 on this list, and a lot of people are high on this player, and I am as well, and that is none other than Tracy Walker, the now entering his 3rd year safety of your Detroit Lions. And when I look at Tracy Walker, I was wrong about him. Let me be the first to say, when the Lions drafted him in 2018, it was kind of a stunning development because they didn't, you look up at their safety position at the time, they had Glover Quinn, they had Quandre Diggs, and you're like, why are the Lions drafting a safety? What is the need right now of picking a player from Louisiana Lafayette in Tracy Walker? What's What's the goal here? And you look at his stats and you say, well, he only has two interceptions in 2 years. So it's not like he's that good. But you watch him play. You see what the Lions have on the back end. You look at his PFF score, which this past season was a 73.5. But you see a player that can really run, is a good ball hawk. He's got good size, 6'1", 206. And for a third-round pick, he's developing nicely. He's really developing nicely. He was 48th in the league, 9th in the league last year in targets. He was targeted 48 times. So that's top 10. Teams like to stay away from him and not throw his direction wherever he's lined up on the field. All right, he only allowed 32 catches last year, which is tied for 10th in the league for defensive backs. As far as solo tackles go, he was 6th in the league with 84. So he's a sure tackler. He has bailed out this linebacking core numerous times by coming up into the box and making plays. And he's a good football player. Does he have a chance? Is he a lock to make the Pro Bowl this year? Well, last year's safeties from the NFC were Buda Baker of Arizona, Eddie Jackson of the Bears, very good player, and Harrison Smith from the Vikings. So I think he's got a shot. And NFL people are high on him. He's going to be playing alongside Daron Harmon, Will Harris. The Lions have a nice little group of safeties there. So I like what I see. And I think Tracy Walker is a really good player and has a chance to really make a big step here in year three. They're going to need him to. But he's been a model of consistency on a defense that is so inconsistent and so bad. But the dude can play. So he's number two on my list. Number one is who everybody has, so I'm not breaking any stories here or breaking any news at all. But number one on the list is Frank Ragnow, who also is entering his third year as the Lions starting center. Second year as the center, but third year starting on the Lions offensive line. Pro Football Focus loves him. All right. Ragnow was sixth among centers in the NFL last year, according to ProFootballFocus.com. That's really good. I mentioned yesterday Decker was 19th as far as left tackles go. So you're talking about a top six player at his position on the Lions, which we just got done telling you Roto World says there's not enough high-end talent on this team. Travis Frederick, of course, of the Cowboys, has retired. Jason Kelsey's getting up there in age with the Eagles. I think Frank Ragnow has an opportunity to become a Pro Bowl player. He's a mauler against in the run game. All right. He had the number two grade among centers last year in the run game. Number two at a 78.2 from PFF. He was one of the best interior offensive line prospects of the PFF college era back in going back to 2014. He's become a rock. He's a leader. He's a hard worker. He's a stand-up kid. And he kind of epitomizes what he's a Midwest guy. He's kind of a perfect Detroit Lion. And on an offensive line that is going to need him to really carry that interior, especially if the Lions somehow start a rookie left tackle or left guard in Logan Stenberg and a rookie right guard in Jonah Jackson, which is possible. It's also possible that neither of them could start, and that Kenny Wiggins and Joe Dahl could start again. But if the two rookies win those jobs, it is going to be up to Ragnow to really, really carry the load there. But I think he's up for the challenge. Calls out the defensive looks. If you see him in the shotgun, especially on third downs, he's vocal. Maybe not as vocal as Dominic Raiola was, but Ragnow is a better football player. He easily is the next in line for a Pro Bowl spot on this team. All right, you knew Darius Slay was going to be there every year. Kenny Golladay got better last year and became the top TD guy in the league. He got his shot. But I think no question about it, at number one is Frank Ragnow. He's really good. But he's supposed to be. He was a first-round pick. Time for one of Quinn's first-rounders to have that kind of impact and have that kind of impact right away this year when the chips are all on the table. The Lions say they're ready to win. Year three of Patricia. Ragnow is going to be a big part of that. So Frank Ragnow, Tracy Walker, Taylor Decker, TJ Hockenson, Trey Flowers, 1 through 5 on my list. We're brought today by RockAuto.com. We'll talk to you again next week, talking training camp on Locked On Lions.